Verse 14. You there? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children of God, then heirs, and heirs of who? God. Heirs of who? God. And joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, which are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation, or your Bible may say creature, waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Listen, read verse 20. For the creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creation itself shall be delivered from bondage, from the bondage of corruption, into the glorious liberty, that word should be sons, to the sons of God. Now that's a whole lot of text to say one thing. That God loved you enough to release everything that he is and that could be handled by human flesh into Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus loved you enough to release everything he was that could be handled by human flesh on the cross out into this world. Amen? Now, y'all know what I tell you. You know what the progression is. You're a creation. Then when you get saved, you're a child of God. And then when as you begin to grow in the Word, you become a son of God. Now, here, I've been preaching this for a long time, right? About 4 years now, literally. The one thing that I missed in that, and I'm trying to recapture that and go back and attack it from a different perspective, is the fact that this faith, this growth, everything that we do works by love. Everything we do. Even in correction, even in blessing, even in reproach, even in rebuke, even in celebration. Everything works by love, right? Now, here's the key. I think everybody in this room, given the opportunity, if we had to have a conversation about it, would be able to say, to the best of my ability, I love God. Right? You would all say that, correct? I fully believe even people that aren't here today, people that don't necessarily consider themselves church folk, I believe somewhere on the inside of them, because this is where I was, playing in a rock band, doing my thing, even deep down inside of me, I knew there was a God. And I knew that he loved me. I was just trying to get as far away from that as I wanted, because it didn't mean anything to me yet. But there was still something ingrained. It was my spirit is what it was. Now, here's the issue. We don't know how to love God. And until we learn how to love God, we can never fully walk in what is expected of us. I guess I'm saying it's not your fault. Because we have to learn to love him. Now, how big of a God does he have to be that the only way you can love him properly is by allowing him to love himself through you? Now, the mind can't comprehend that. But the truth of the matter is we have put ourselves in a situation where we think human love at its highest capacity is good enough for God. And if that's the best you can do and that's all you've learned in this religious world we're in, that's fine. But you always have to progress. Amen? You always have to grow. You always have to go forward. You can't always shout every Sunday. You can't always run every Sunday. You can't come in here and just have church and not learn that you are the church. You can't come in here and shout and not know what you're shouting about. They can't come in here and sing if they don't know why they're singing. If it's all about performance, we'll play CDs. Amen? I can't come in here and just preach to you and beat on you like I used to do. It's a love walk. Why is everybody nodding when I say that? Now listen, go to Romans, down to verse 35 for me. Romans 8, verse 35. You there? Guys, y'all got it on the big Bible in the sky? Yep. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature or creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Make a big circle around verse 39 because that is the failure of the love walk. Now I hope that got your attention. That within itself is the failure of the love walk because our minds think we understand this. But when we read all these things that says, for I preached a message called Fully Persuaded a few months ago. Probably one of the best messages I ever preached. It was on this text. And the truth of the matter is I didn't take it deep enough. For 39 says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Well, as Christians, we have to admit that is a lie. Somebody in the church next to you gossiping, hurt your feelings, pulls you out of the love walk. Somebody gets on you or you do something wrong or you get on somebody else. Do you see what I'm saying? We have to understand that this in our life has not become true yet. Because in this region, now I'm not preaching about any other church but this region. In this region, in this area, we are dealing with such a religious spirit. We are dealing with such a rebellious spirit. Everybody in this room, whether you want to admit it or not, has rebellion in you. Including me. We have it. The truth of the matter is, you have to overcome it and walk in love. But that thing brings the spirit of offense with it. And nobody can say nothing to nobody because everybody's going to get their feelings hurt. Well, how can you love God if you're walking around sulking all the time? Mad about something. Thin skin. Pastor Tracy Harris was praying over April. I was back listening to it before I came out doing some editing. And I remember what he said to her. You got to have the skin of a rhinoceros. That's thick. Especially to put up with me. She's pretty close. But what does that mean? That means nothing. The word says nothing. Nothing. In the Greek, it means nothing. Hebrew, same thing. Nothing. No thing shall separate you from the love of Christ. And that sounds great and wonderful on the surface of dealing with attitudes. But you get into healing. You get into finances. You get into somebody that has something that's so deep-seated inside of them that they're afraid to talk to you because they're afraid you're going to judge them because they don't understand love. And the person they need to talk to doesn't understand love, so there's no connection. You understand what I'm saying? This is the breakdown of the Christian faith. This is why churches will go to a certain level and stop. And this is why big churches can really continue to get big because you're so dang anonymous, nobody knows your stuff. But you ain't getting free from nothing. You're not getting healed from nothing. You're not getting away from nothing. You stay in the same, but you're going to church doing the good things that good people do. Listen, I could care less if we ever darken the door of another church, if we just got this right. Because if you got this right and realized that you are the church, every door you walked in, you'd change the place. Every door you walked in, you would have something inside of you that just exuded out of you, compassion, a movement, something that is uncontrollable by the flesh yet directable by the Spirit, and you begin to release into people. The problem is, Christians in religion want to talk and tell, believers release. And we've been Christians too long. It's time to become believers. Go to Romans chapter 5. Y'all okay with me? I'm not going to keep y'all long, I promise. We got to hammer this love thing home. Romans chapter 5. Verse 7. Y'all got verse 7? For scarcely for a righteous man one will die. That's basically saying for a good person in this room, another good person ain't going to die for him. We love you, but we ain't dying for you. That's what it's saying. Yet, peradventure for a good man, someone would even dare to die, or even we'd entertain it if you're a halfway good person, but we still ain't going to do it. Romans 5 and 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 9, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Verse 8, God commended his love toward us. You know what the word love in that text, it's not just what we think of, oh, lovey-dovey, hearts and roses. And you know what it means? It means the feast. It means the gathering. It means when everything is fully set. So God is saying, everything I have, everything that's mine, everything that's on the table, everything that's in me, everything that's in my kingdom, everything that I've released already, I'm committing it. It's got to go towards you. Your job is simply to believe it. But we don't. You know why we don't? Because we don't love God properly. You know why we don't love God properly? Because somewhere deep down on the inside of all of us is flesh still ingrained in us that still wonders, does God really love me that much? And I'm here to tell you, yes, He does. Listen, I'm going to write a book called God Ain't Mad At You. He's not mad at us. My Lord, we are walking, and we need to remember this. And I'm telling you, this is a little bit of a rebuke to those of us that's been here a while. When we walk in here, we shouldn't be dead worship and praise. You're walking in a miracle that was birthed in us with 20 people. We're standing in something that even other preachers, millionaire preachers, look at us and go, how in the flip did y'all do that? Faith, man, it's got your CDs. I listened. Serious business. I'm not bragging on us. I'm bragging on God. We're not special. We just understand love. Or we have to. We have to get better at it. Now, the key to the love walk is very simply the fact that no matter what, God loves you. If your spirit could ever wrap around that, if your mind could ever wrap around that there's nothing. Now listen, this is not a license for you to go do any old thing you want to do. But the beauty of it is if you slip and fall, even with God, you fall forward. The pierced hands are there to catch you. You know why that's? You know why that has to be the truth? Is the sad thing is the church isn't there catching people yet. We're stepping right over them to go find somebody else who'll write us a big check. Can we just be honest? We have lunch with certain people because we think they can do something for us. Listen, here's the beauty of the life of faith. It doesn't matter who's in your presence, how much money they got or what they don't have, what status they have and what they don't have. The beauty of it is faith is level all across the room. If you can't get it by faith, you don't need it. Now, here is the kicker. When you realize that God loves you, you can now begin to learn to love Him right. We have never properly learned to love God because we have never been properly taught that He loves us. Every church you go to, I did it for years, so I'm not judging, but they're kicking the crap out of people for their failure. Is that okay? Can I just say that? Can I say that? That's okay, isn't it? You're not going to steal my license or take my collar, are you? But we're just kicking people when they fail. When they fall down, we step right over them, shoot them in the head, and go to the next one. If you were in the army, you'd desert. But yet we want people to come. Just come on in. Now, we're going to shoot you when you mess up, but come on in. We're going to kick you while you're down, but come on in. We're not going to love you in the mess that you're in, but just come on in. As long as you're giving an offering and singing on the praise team, and as long as you make it look like we got a good, flowing, big church, we don't care. No. Here. If love doesn't flow, lock the door. Y'all, that's what grew us from just our family to that building was the love walk. Somewhere along the lines it shifted. When you get pressure on you, when you get frustrated, and this is on me, not y'all. When frustration comes in and you get around people that begin to stretch you, and listen, every single one of us needs somebody to stretch us, but not judge us. You're going to fail. Let's just announce it. You're going to miss it. But don't stop trying. My Lord. I can't tell you how many times I've messed up. People ask me, why are you so comfortable in the pulpit? Why would you just say stuff? Because when you messed up as many times as I have, it just don't matter anymore. But I know He loves me. Now, I may not get invited to certain places, but that's okay. If He wants me there, He'll open the door. Now, what did I tell you a few weeks ago, y'all remember? That children are the best recorders of information, but the worst deliverers. Y'all, I apologize for the heat, too, by the way. This unit's out. We got to get worked on. I know y'all hot. I'm getting a little warm. But children are the best recorders of information, the worst releasers. And this is the problem. Romans 8, remember? We are the children of God, joint heirs. And what we were taught in good old Bible Belt Alabama was that you better not mess up. God's going to get you. He's a good God, but there's a big bad devil out there. And that is true, but that's all we were taught. We weren't, and that's ingrained in us. We recorded that from the infancy of our Christian walk. And what that has done is perverted our thought life. And every time God puts something great on the inside of us, that'll invade it and say, yeah, but if you mess up, it'll never come to pass. So we never try. If I can get this generation to understand that, then all of this is worth it. Because these are the ones that's going to build this ministry, not y'all. Y'all old and crusty. That's what they call us. Me and April will be at the house, and she'll kiss me on the cheek or something, and Aaron will go, oh, God, old people flirting. But what is that? The point is, if we learn to love now, when there's 138 people in here every service, no matter what they've been through, you can still love them. Because what is the point of having the building anyway? Y'all, there ain't enough people here sometimes to keep the lights on, but by faith we do it. But it's worth the fight for people to know that there is a place that you can go, that you don't have to live up to something. You don't have to give up to something, and you don't have to be up to something. Because you already are something. I may not ever know you intimately. And as this thing grows, I may not ever get to know everybody. The truth of the matter is, I don't ever meet you at church anyway. Now, if I showed up at your house at 5 o'clock in the morning, that's who you are. Here, I don't know you. Now, the beauty of that is there is some kind of disconnect that you can still worship your way and I can still worship mine. Doesn't mean that I don't love you or you don't love me. But now, once you get into an intimate walk, people see things. Ricky and Donnie, armor bearers that kind of take care of me when I go somewhere in here, they'll tell you, as if people want to come on and be an armor bearer, there are certain things you don't want to see. They see me when I'm down. They see me when the devil's just kicking my brains out, and I want to say, let's shut it down. Now, I won't say that because I believe our words have power. But they see me at the point when I'm about to break. But they also see me on the mountain. So they see things that y'all don't get to see. But they love me. Because they know what's in me. And that's why I'm so grateful for the group in this room. Because y'all have seen me when we came in here, such a level of frustration and stress got on. I'd never walked in that before. And it made me act in ways that I was very ashamed of. But the truth of the matter is, the love walk finally prevailed. And this is where we're going to stay until every single one of us get it. Because when you properly see that He loved you enough to send His Son to pour out the kingdom through His blood for you, you will see that it's not just hanging on the cross and now you got to bear your burden and horrible things have happened in your life and bless God some dumb preacher's going to tell you that happened to you because you sinned or that's just your cross to bear. You know what your cross to bear is? Your cross to bear is being able to let flow out of you everything He puts in you just like He did. That's what it means. Anything outside of that is bondage and it's legalism, and you need to run. My job is not to come in here and tell you what to do when you walk out of those doors. My job is to come in here and release the goodness of God, and you go release it too. That's the beauty of what this was all supposed to be about. And we've lived the life... Is this okay with y'all? I'm just... We've lived the life where we've drug ourselves in. Man, if I can just get to worship service this week, I'll be all right. Just refresh. When actually we're supposed to boldly march in and report what we did last week. That's the key to it. And we're trying to just get by when God's saying you're supposed to be commanding your day. We're trying to just get by when our words are destroying every relationship in our life. We're trying to just get by when God asks you to own it all. Now, that's not a financial statement. That is that your words are perfect. We ain't all there yet. I'm not there. You're not there yet. But we got to get there. Amen? We got to get there to where our words are saying exactly what thus saith the Lord. Now, you've got to remember this. We are walking in a miracle every time we walk in here. And we're believing for great things, and every single one of you should be. But it has to be birthed in here first. We see things as good ideas. Oh, we need to do that. And we see things as good opportunities, and oh, we need to do that. But what has the Lord says? You want to guarantee your success? Do only what He says do. If that means you don't do nothing but sit there for 6 weeks, you just sit there for 6 weeks. You do only, that's why when we receive offering, I say only what the Lord says. Because if you've given anything outside of what He says, you just throw money away. This is not an issue of money, it's an issue of obedience. Now truthfully, the Bible's very clear, when you come before the King, every time there's a gift. There's a gift physically, there's a gift financially, emotionally. That's why worship, that's a gift. That's why there's praise, that's a gift. That's why there's offering, that's a gift. That's why there's prayer, that's a gift. But the greatest gift that God ever gave you was Jesus. And the greatest gift you're ever going to give Him is, as the blood covers you, is to walk like Jesus walked. Because that is the point. That's the point. The blood still has to work. It still has to move. It still has to flow. It still has to work. And faith works by what? Love. Let me show you something real quick and we're going to get out of here. 1 John chapter 4. I'm fixing to set you free. Word's a good word, isn't it? The Bible is perfect in all its ways. First John chapter 4, verse 18. You ready? First John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has what? Torment. And he that fears is not made perfect in love. Now, y'all, I can see y'all's brain clicking in the area of fear, the things that bother you. Now, I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's got fear. But perfect love, if you got fear in an area that's crippling you, you better get love in that thing. The problem is, this is the truth of the matter. There's no mincing these words. The problem is we have focused so much on our style of preaching that the content has suffered. And people don't understand that God is not going to set you free. He already has. Amen. I'm tired of hearing gonna sermons. I'm tired of hearing God's about to sermons. If the blood wasn't good enough, the Bible's a lie. It's done. It's finished. The love is perfected. And we've got to get to the place where we see, just like my children, I know I use Jordan a lot, Jordan and Zion, because they're still little. It doesn't matter what I say. If Daddy said it, that's enough. If I said, you're painting the walls purple this weekend, they'd be waiting on Mama to come home with the paint. Because I said it. That's how God wants us. The problem is we're so caught up in our fear that we're not letting love perfect us to the point that we can hear what He's saying. We can't be led by the Spirit daily, momentarily, every second. Because you live in a fallen creation that is forever pecking at you and telling you how much of a failure you are. But you have to wake up. You have to take your first breath. And you have to say, God, I love You. I thank You for this day. Every breath I breathe, I'll continually praise You today. Things are going to come up. Life is going to happen. But it doesn't have to affect your heart. It only gets in if you let it in. Now listen. Out of your heart, your mouth will speak it. So if you take the time and think over the last week, month, year of my life, what have I said? Oh God. Versus what have I blessed? There's no scale that can count that. Y'all remember the story I told you, what the Lord showed me about the blessing? We get so caught up in the blessing being financial, and really it's an atmosphere. It's to where everything is working for your great success. And I'm going to share one more time because it's really important. We were coming back from Texas, and the Lord was showing me that the blessing of God is released. And that, remember when all these bingo halls were here, I just tell y'all the whole story. God showed us riding up and down this road, and we were cursing these bingo halls, and just in Jesus' name, they'll dry up at the root, doing all that stuff. And God showed me every time you spoke the curse attached to you. And every time you speak the blessing attaches to you. So this is what I'm saying to you. If you want love, you give love. Amen? Now, we can preach prosperity all day long and say, if you want money, sow money. What's much more important is if you want love, you sow love. I know people that can write big checks. Checks I can't even comprehend. Good Lord. If I told y'all who some of the friends April has, it'd blow y'all's mind. The checks they could write. But what does it matter if they're alcoholics and can't even believe anybody cares about them? They're in a prison full of money. And nobody cares. What good would it do if somebody who was so talented and could come in here and sow their talent every weekend, but yet nobody sows love? They're in a prison of their own talent. They think that is their worth. You have got to understand that your worth is not in your checkbook. Your worth is not in the job that you have. My worth's not even in my ministry. My worth is in the blood that covers me because He loved me enough to take every ounce of that agony, pain, and destruction if it was only me. And if it was only you. So listen, perfect love casts out all fear. You know why children fear their parents? Because they haven't loved them perfectly. It's just the truth. You know why people fear disease? People fear disease because they don't have perfect love in their life. People fear accidents. People fear something happening to their children because they don't think God loves them enough. Listen, I'm not saying that bad things don't happen to good people because they certainly do. But faith is not a life to keep you from junk, okay? Faith is your reaction to it. God, and I get so sick of watching the news, especially hailstorms and tornadoes, and you know, it's an act of God. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. We live in a fallen creation with a fallen atmospheric pressure. Truth of the matter is, we don't battle against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities of the air. There's still a devil loose. But perfect love, when you can love Him enough to hear Him, He can get you out of the mess that you got yourself in. Amen. Can y'all receive from that this morning? Can we just say that is good enough? Amen? Just bow your heads with me. You don't have to stand this morning. Cameron, we don't need any music. Just bow your heads with me. Father, Your love is enough. It's enough. And I pray in the name of Jesus that every person in this room receives the depth of Your blessing, the depth of Your love, and the depth of the word that you're trying to get in us today. Perfect love casts out all of our fear. If we have fear in a physical area, you'll love us through it. And Lord, I pray for all of these people right now that your love infiltrate their heart. Because in Romans, your word says that you don't want us again stuck in the spirit of bondage. We are free by the love of who you are. Now, with heads bowed and eyes closed all across this place, all I'm asking you to do is ask yourself, where's my love walk? Do I allow God to love me? Do I know how to love God the right way? The truth is all of us could raise our hand and say, no, we really don't. So this is not a day that we call everybody up and lay hands on them. And this is not that day. This is the day, and I'm being led very much by the Spirit. This is the day. This is the day that if you will allow it, your heart just shifted. This is the day that will change everything. Your money, your finances, your marriage, your relationship with those around you, your job, your Christian walk, even in this room, it'll change everything if you just let love flow. Now, while every head's bowed and every eye's closed, listen, I'm being led of the Holy Ghost. Now, please indulge me and obey the Holy Ghost. I want everybody just to slip one hand up in the air. Just that's all. You're not saying that you're a sinner. None of that. Just lift your hand all across this place. Everybody just lift one hand if you're physically able. Father, we need you. We need your word. We need your love. And we need to know how to release it. And with our hands up, Lord, we signal to you that we need you. We surrender. We give it all to you, God. And we ask you to change us today. Cast out all the fear in us, Lord, with your perfect love. We seek only you from this moment forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, did y'all receive anything from that today? Take this word. Do not run to get some food and forget about it.